The swine flu pandemic, which was caused by the H1N1 virus and infected 16% of the world's population in 2009, brought home the message that doctors would have to make such tough decisions when big epidemics strike, says Dan Hanfling of InQtel, an American organization that invests in national security technology. Between the first and the second wave of H1N1 infections in America, the country's National Academies of Sciences developed a set of crisis standards of care. These specify what doctors should do as shortages of medical supplies become worse. One course of action is to substitute treatments with near equivalents, such as drugs that have a similar effect. Another is to adapt what is available for different uses. For example, simpler breathing machines from ambulances may be used as substitutes for the sophisticated machines in intensive care units. Medics may have to clean and reuse equipment, such as catheters, rather than throw it away after each use, as doctors in poor countries do every day, Dr. Hanfling points out. The hardest decisions would come when all these options are exhausted. Few countries have discussed how doctors would choose which patients get ventilators when there are not enough for everyone who needs one. If doctors have one patient who is on a ventilator but clearly getting worse, and another who is healthier and more likely to survive, they can justify reallocating the ventilator to the second patient. But such decisions would be particularly hard to make with COVID-19, based on what doctors already know about the disease. A patient may be on a ventilator for several weeks and show little improvement, but still make a good recovery.